Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 48, The Life and Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, summarized by Srila Prabhupada in his Srimad Bhagavatam Introduction. This is Part 11. Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya tried to defend himself and his Mayavad school by jugglery of logic and grammar, but Lord Chaitanya defeated him by his forceful arguments. Lord Chaitanya affirmed that we are all related with the personality of Godhead eternally, and that devotional service is our eternal function in exchanging the dealings of our relations. The result of such exchanges is to attain prema, or love of Godhead. And when love of Godhead is attained, love for all other beings automatically follows, because the Lord is the sum total of all living beings. Lord Chaitanya said that but for these three items, namely the eternal relationship with God, the exchange of dealings with God, and the attainment of love for God, all that is instructed in the Vedas is otherwise superfluous and concocted. Lord Chaitanya further added that the Mayavad philosophy taught by Sripad Shankara Acharya is an imaginary explanation of the Vedas, but it had to be taught by Shankara Acharya because he was ordered to do so by the personality of Godhead. For in the Padma Purana it is stated that the personality of Godhead ordered his lordship Shiva to deviate the human society from the personality of Godhead. The personality of Godhead was to be so covered so that people would be encouraged to generate more and more population. His lordship Shiva said to his wife Devi, "In the Kali Yuga, in the garb of a Brahmana, I shall preach the Mayavad philosophy, which is nothing but clouded Buddhism." And so, after hearing all these speeches of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma was struck with wonder and awe, and now regarded Lord Chaitanya in dead silence. Lord Chaitanya then encouraged the Bhatta Acharya with assurance that there was no cause to wonder. "I say to you that devotional service unto the personality of Godhead is the highest goal of human life." Lord Chaitanya then quoted a shloka from the Bhagavatam, assuring the Bhatta Acharya that even liberated souls who are absorbed in spirit and spiritual realization also take to devotional service of Lord Hari, because the personality of Godhead has such transcendental qualities that Krishna attracts the heart of the liberated soul also. So then Sarvabhauma desired to listen to the explanation of the famous Atmarama shloka from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya first of all asked the Bhatta Acharya to explain it, and then after that Lord Chaitanya would explain. So the Bhatta Acharya explained the shloka in a scholarly way with special reference to logic. Sarvabhauma explained the shloka in 9 different ways, chiefly based on logic, because the Bhatta Acharya was the most renowned scholar of logic of the times. After hearing Sarvabhauma, Lord Chaitanya thanked him for the scholarly presentation of the shloka. And then, at the request of the Bhatta Acharya, Lord Chaitanya explained the shloka in 61 different ways without even touching the 9 explanations given by Sarvabhauma. And after thus hearing the explanation of the Atmarama shloka from Lord Chaitanya, Sarvabhauma was convinced that such a scholarly presentation is impossible for any earthly creature. Because before this, Gopinathacharya had tried to convince Sarvabhauma of the divinity of Lord Chaitanya. But at that time, the Bhatta Acharya could not accept Lord Chaitanya as being divine. But now, Sarvabhauma was astounded by Lord Chaitanya's exposition of the Vedanta Sutra and explanations of the Atmarama Shloka. And thus the Bhatta Acharya began to think that he had committed a great offense at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya by not recognizing him to be Krishna himself. Sarvabhauma then surrendered unto Lord Chaitanya, repenting for his past dealings with the Lord, and Sriman Mahaprabhu was kind enough to accept the Bhatta Acharya. Out of his causeless mercy, Mahaprabhu manifested before Sarvabhauma, first as four-handed Narayana, and then again as two-handed Lord Krishna with a flute in his hand. The Bhatta Acharya fell down at once at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and composed many suitable shlokas in praise of Lord Chaitanya by his grace. Sarvabhauma composed almost 100 shlokas in praise of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya then embraced the Bhatta Acharya, and out of transcendental ecstasy, Sarvabhauma lost consciousness of the physical state of life. Tears, trembling, throbbing of the heart, perspiration, emotional waves, dancing, singing, crying, and all the 8 symptoms of trance were thus manifest in the body of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya. Sri Gopinathacharya then became very glad and astonished by this marvelous conversion of his brother-in-law by the grace of Lord Chaitanya. And out of the 100 celebrated shlokas composed by Sarvabhauma in praise of Lord Chaitanya, the following 2 are most important, and these 2 shlokas explain the mission of Lord Chaitanya in gist. Let me surrender unto the personality of Godhead, who has appeared now as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya is the ocean of all mercy, and he has now come down to teach us material detachment, learning, and devotional service to himself. Since pure devotional service of the Lord has been lost in the oblivion of time, Lord Chaitanya has appeared to renovate the principles, and therefore I offer my obeisances unto his lotus feet. Later, Lord Chaitanya explained the word Mukti to be equivalent to the word Vishnu, or the personality of Godhead. For to attain Mukti, or liberation, from the bondage of material existence, is to attain the service of the Lord. Recorded December 6, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Jee jago, Gora chanda bole, Kota nidra jao maya, Kishachira kole, Bhajibo Bolia eke Sanksada Vitare Mulia rosilet tumi avidyar bhare jeev jago ghora chanda bole kota nidra jao maya pisachira kole bhajima boliya eshi samsara vitare muliya ro hile tumi abhijyana bhare bhajima baliya eshe samsara vitare muliya ro hile tumi avidyana bhare jeev jago gora chanda bole kota nidra jao maya pisachira kole hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare 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 krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare 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 krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare
Lord Gauranga is calling. Wake up, sleeping souls. Wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? You have forgotten the way of devotional service, so you are now lost in this world of birth and death.